of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.
Hello, and Happy New Year! Welcome to 2020. It is January 1st, and this is Annika Gall from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you mostly from Thrivent magazine. Thrivent is a wonderful magazine about being wise with money. And this is their winter 2019 issue. And they've got some really good ideas for the new year. Starting with this very, very first article entitled New Year, New Strategies. Hello 2020. Work toward your financial goals with these smart money moves. There's plenty to think about financially at the start of a new year, especially as you strive to put your values and commitment to making wise financial decisions into practical action. Maybe you want to save more, contribute more to charities, put more money into retirement, or make a new budget. Here are several strategies that may help you in the process. Reevaluate your retirement contributions. Looking at your retirement accounts is vital to keeping your retirement strategy on track. If you believe that when you retire, you'll be in a lower tax bracket than you are today, you should consider a traditional IRA, says Ron Lutz, product and advice sales for Thrivent. If not, then a Roth makes more sense. The main difference between them, a traditional IRA typically is funded with pre-tax dollars and is taxed when you begin withdrawals. A Roth, on the other hand, is funded with after-tax dollars and is not taxed again when the money is taken as a qualified distribution. An often overlooked option, adds Tom Hussian, also in product and advice sales for Thrivent, is a spousal IRA contribution for a non-working spouse. If one person is still working and the other is retired, you may be able to make a traditional or a Roth IRA contribution on your own behalf as well as on your spouse's behalf. It's a good way of saving money for retirement and lowering your tax bill. Take a new approach to budgeting. Erica De La Paz, a Thrivent financial professional in Ormond Beach, Florida, suggests shifting your mindset about money as a way to engage the bigger picture. We all know the basics: spend less than you make, be wise with debt, have both short and long-term strategies, and make sure to pay yourself, she says. But we often do those things while thinking about our monthly expenses. De La Paz says to take a step back and look at a summary of annual or semi-annual expenses and get a sense of your annual budget, not your monthly budget. Why would that be important? For several reasons. First, if you only look at a month or two of expenses, you might miss identifying expenses that occur less frequently, such as semi-annual insurance bills. Second, if you can pay bills in a lump sum, you might be able to get a discount. While upfront payments might not be feasible for many people, De La Paz says there's a third, more important reason. Thinking this way changes your mindset from budget management to wealth management and helps you understand your overall bigger financial picture. For example, she says, if you spend $5 on coffee every day, at the end of the year, that's $1,825. In 5 years, that's $9,125. You may be able to change your habits and save money, And it also may contribute to having a healthy relationship with money. Instead of feeling like money is slipping through your fingers, you're better able to keep track of it. Use IRAs and mutual funds to make charitable gifts. If you want to increase your charitable giving, there are ways to do so that also can benefit your bottom line. QCD. If you're 70 and a half or older, you can direct up to $100,000 from your IRA to charity with a qualified charitable distribution, a QCD, and the distribution counts toward your required minimum distribution, RMD, for the year. As long as the money goes directly to a charitable organization without making a pit stop in your bank account, it won't be recognized as taxable income. People in this age group can create a QCD from an inherited IRA, too. So remember, QCD, qualified charitable distribution, but it can't hit your bank account first. All right, mutual funds. Another way to boost charitable giving at any age is through mutual funds. Let's say one of your mutual funds is doing well and has appreciated in value. You can gift some or all of that fund to charity and get a tax deduction for doing so, Hussein says. Look at depreciated mutual funds. Use the loss from a poorly performing non-qualified mutual fund to offset the gain from one that's doing well, says Hussein. For example, if you have a mutual fund that's lost $2,000 from the original purchase price and another that's up $2,000 from its original price, you can sell both funds back for their current value. The $2,000 loss is effectively offset by the gains, and you don't have to pay capital gains tax, he says. This gives you options. You can reinvest the money in a new fund, or you could do something different with it. Use it to pay your mortgage or purchase life insurance, for example. Take charge of your savings. Setting up multiple savings accounts can help you divvy up money for particular goals. Perhaps you're saving for a wedding, a vacation, a child's education, or your emergency fund. Some goals can be fast-tracked over others by using targeted savings accounts. Rather than lumping your savings into one account, dividing up the money can help you see how much you are putting toward each goal. Direct deposit is a convenient way to send funds to your bank account. If your employer is already paying you electronically, ask if it's possible to split your payment. Have a portion deposited into your checking account for immediate needs and a portion deposited into your savings account or even sent directly to a creditor to pay a bill. Another way to automate your savings plan is to set up regular transfers from checking into savings, says Betsy Whistler, Senior Vice President of Consumer Banking at Thrivent Federal Credit Union. Using your online banking website or mobile banking app, you can schedule an amount of money to be transferred each month or even each week. This allows you to set it and forget it. And here are five financial to-dos. Put these tasks on your January 2020 calendar so you don't forget about them. 1. Look over your will. Check it to make sure that it still accurately reflects your wishes. You might need to make changes due to recent life events. 2. Update beneficiaries. In addition to doing this after big life events such as a marriage, divorce, birth of children or grandchildren, or death, it's a good idea to review your beneficiaries. each year. 3. Check credit reports. At least once a year, make sure your personal and financial information is accurate. 4. Review insurance coverage. Insurance only can do its job if everything is up to date. Ensure your strategy still works for your life stage. And 5. Change passwords. Though it may be a tedious task, change your passwords regularly to help prevent your information from being stolen by computer hackers or compromised by viruses. Our next article is entitled, A New View of Retirement, How Two Couples Reflect a Growing Movement to See Retirement Not as an End, but as a Transition. We're planning to retire by age 50, says Rebecca Jackson, 40, from Fort Collins, Colorado. But it's not that we wouldn't work. We just might not do the same thing. Rebecca and her husband, Greg Feldposch, 39, are both doctors. She's a geriatric physician, and he works in adult medicine at Northern Colorado Hospitalists after spending the first season of his career in the Air Force. As they juggle work and raising their two boys, Clayton, 4, and Jackson, 7, they're also looking to the future. The end goal for them is to be able to fully walk away from their jobs and be retired for life. How will they do that? They've created a strategy to pay down their student loan debt and save for the future. Clint Jasperson, their brother-in-law, married to Rebecca's sister, and a thriving financial professional in Timnath, Colorado, has helped them. They're very, very committed to paying off their debt, says Jasperson. So many people end up in what feels like indentured servitude by having lifestyle creep, by buying a larger house or car than they need. But Becca and Greg have their priorities straight. Even though both now make good salaries, Rebecca and Greg essentially live on one salary, as they are aggressively paying off loans and cars and are saving for their children's college education. Jasperson has been a crucial guide in Rebecca and Greg's financial journey, helping them use their finances to live out their faith. If we believe everything we have is a gift, then that puts us into a position of stewardship, Jasperson says. Their view of retirement reflects a growing movement to see retirement not as an end, but as a transition. They're looking forward to retirement, giving them more flexibility when it comes to their family and pursuing other passions. There is a high burnout rate in medicine, says Rebecca, explaining why they want to retire early. And we'd just like to have options. Time with our family is really a priority. They've also considered retiring in Oregon, and Greg has thought about spending more time working with his hands, possibly learning a new trade. Jasperson helps Thrivent members save and plan for the future, especially for unexpected circumstances like a death in the family. But he doesn't believe most people want to just sit there and idly twiddle their thumbs all day. Retirement is really about transitioning to your next calling. You've got to find that next calling. Retirement is not always about a complete cessation from work, but often a new season of service that's enabled by being wise with money. Planning to retire, but not completely. I don't know that we'll ever actually retire, says Mike Fornataro, executive director of Buckeye Lake Region Corporation in Buckeye Lake, Ohio. But because of investing, we're now in a position to do things we'd like to do rather than chase the dollar. Mike, 60, and his wife Anne, 56, didn't start investing until their late 40s when they met Thrivent financial professional Jeff Ritter from Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Anne is a senior IT training consultant for Genesis Healthcare Systems. Our time frame was shorter, Mike says, but we've been fortunate. Jeff gauged our comfort level, and we now have stable growth. Ritter helped the Fornataros fast-track their retirement savings. I share the five principles to live by with my clients, he says. Spend less than you make. Have a short and long-term strategy. Be wise with debt. Protect yourselves against setbacks. And give back. In setting and achieving goals, it's important to understand that you might need to make some trade-offs as you consider your needs and wants. Ritter also coached the Fornataros to make a clear budget and ask questions about the values they tie to money. Are you tracking literally the money you've spent in the last 90 days? Do you write it down? He asks them. And when I first meet a couple, I ask, how were you raised with money? How did your parents define success? Clarity on inherited values about money can help explain why budgets either work well for people or are ignored. He also uses one of several money models when he counsels clients to make a 10-to-10-to-80 plan. Save 10%, give 10%, and spend 80%. When I first met Mike and Ann Ritter, Ritter remembers, they didn't have a retirement strategy, so they developed a clear financial roadmap for retirement. The Fornataros have adopted new habits of saving and investing, but like Rebecca and Greg, they don't envision completely retiring. Hopefully, we'll be able to work at lower stress jobs because we have a cushion. It's not the traditional, I'm done, I'm out type of retirement, says Mike. We want the freedom to choose what we do for a living that may not be as lucrative, but is more fulfilling. And that's our view of retirement. And here is starting the conversation. Preparing for retirement requires more than saving and investing. It brings up new questions about your calling, work, family, and community involvement. Have you prepared for the non-financial aspects of retirement? Here are some questions to consider and discuss with your financial professional. What do you believe God is calling you to do in retirement? Who are some people you know who've lived well in retirement? Have you considered taking some time off after you retire to reconsider your calling in this new season of life? What might that look like? What would your 90-year-old self say about the decisions you're making today? What unique skills, networks, platforms, or talents do you have that you'd like to keep using in retirement? Which new skills would you like to learn? How do you think about work in retirement? What will be different from your career? What will be similar? Do you want to mentor younger people in your congregation or community? What might this look like? What will be your financial responsibility for ailing parents as they age or adult children? Have you talked about retirement with your spouse? What fears do you have about retirement that need to be confronted? And here's some financial wisdom for retirement. What not to do? Assume more is always better. What to do? Define your enough avoid lifestyle creep. All right, what not to do? Spend more than you make. And what to do? Spend less than you make. What not to do? Be unclear about your giving. What to do? Make a giving goal with your family. What not to do? View retirement as a never-ending vacation. What to do? Define the right combination of family, volunteering, leisure, or a new line of work in retirement. What not to do? Accumulate debt. What to do? Pay off debt. What not to do? Ignore a budget. What to do? Make and keep a budget that reflects your values. What not to do? Have no written plan. What to do? Work with a thriving financial professional on a short-term and long-term financial strategy. All right. And how Thrivent, or I guess others, can help. Thrivent offers workshops that you, others, or financial professionals, or a financial professional they can offer, who can help to help you create a strategy for retirement. Finding ways to save, tips and tactics on ways to increase income, reduce expenses, and recognize spending leaks. Five keys to retiring fearlessly. Discover five keys to unlocking a retirement where you can have more confidence in your ability to achieve your goals. And you can learn more about the workshops at morethanmoneymatters.com. Okay, and with the start of the new year, what's one piece of financial wisdom you would give? The old joke is, do you know how to eat a whale? The answer, one bite at a time. You knew that. Or how to climb Mount Everest, right? One step at a time. You build savings one bite at a time. Depending on so many circumstances, your bites or contributions to your savings may be larger or smaller, but one bite at a time is the tried and true way to get it done. All right. What's one piece of financial wisdom you'd give? And that one, by the way, was from Matt Mattingly, Rochester, Minnesota. This one is from Tom Mueller, Bay City, Michigan. Put God first in your life and not material possessions. Live below your means. Invest your money with people you know and trust. Give of your financial resources generously and watch how God will bless your life. And this one from Patricia Simek, Pasadena, Maryland. Each time I got a raise in pay, I would either increase my donation to church or increase my savings or retirement savings via direct deposit. If you don't get it in your hand, you don't miss it. And finally, David Kuch from Homewood, Illinois. Upon paying off a vehicle, my father always advised, continue saving the monthly amount as if still paying it off. That's a good way of saving for a new car maybe or anything else. Good advice. Okay, and now for what's happening. Shoe donations give hope, bring smiles. Samaritan's Feet and Thrivent have partnered to provide athletic shoes to kids in need. Having good shoes not only keeps children's feet healthy, but it helps them be confident and engaged, according to Samaritan's Feet. In a year-long program that started in June, Thrivent members have already donated 1,731 pairs of shoes and $7,695 in monetary support. Some of the shoes were distributed in September at the Betty Engelstad Sioux Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota, where volunteers washed children's feet and then fit them with shoes. The event was organized by the Thrivent Member Network, Northland Region. Learn more about how you can help by contacting your Thrivent financial professional or going to thrivent.com/Samaritans-feet. All right, and here's some more generosity in action. Family's Christmas focuses on service. This is in Minneapolis. The Kewell family does service projects during the year instead of exchanging Christmas gifts. This summer, they met at a park to fill backpacks with supplies for students in need and create care bags for teens in foster care. A list of needed items was shared beforehand so they could track what people were bringing. Brenda Dietrich led a Thrivent action team to help. And volunteers build tables. This is in Bloomington, Illinois. When Larry Turilli learned that Mark First needed some accessible picnic tables at its residences for people with developmental disabilities, he organized a Thrivent action team. He and his co-workers at AMBUCS, A-M-B-U-C-S, a nonprofit that builds wheelchair ramps and provides other mobility services, built two tables for the homes. Then the group led two more Thrivent action teams, building accessible tables for a park and raised garden beds for Mark First. Pretty cool things to get involved with. Starting out the new year. And we're going to end our program today by talking about some inspirational quotes. All right, here's one by Edith Lovejoy Pierce. We will open the book. Its pages are blank. We are going to put words on them ourselves. The book is called Opportunity. And its first chapter is New Year's Day. Today. Okay, and from Steve Harvey, you are never too old to reinvent yourself. And from William Shakespeare, it is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but in ourselves. And my final one from Rainer Maria Rilke. And now we welcome the new year, full of things that have never been. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Kogal, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. Well into the new year, a week later. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. This is the first step in the beginning of the rest of your life. I don't know who said that, but sounds good for the first. Enjoy it. See you next time.